we're hoping that he's not going to be too long, and it's difficult to put timescales on them, you know. And the problem we've got with Reece is he's never had an injury before. He's never had a muscle injury. So normally when you've had injuries before, you can have a rough idea of timescale on a person. Because they've been in the club a while, they've probably had a similar sort of thing. But he's never had an injury, so we're just relying on him and what he says. But he's not far away as probably the All are, but we need him now rather than later.
You said after the game that the players are lacking confidence and they need to get some confidence back to start believing again. How are they going to do that? I mean, you've played, you've managed. How does a player regain confidence when you're on a run like this?
By working hard. There's no magic formula. And I've said before, we're not that far away. We're just that we get punished for every mistake that we seem to make. But that's the level that we're at. So I think some of them have got to adjust to that. I think that's a learning curve, and nobody expected it to be easy. We didn't think it was going to be easy. You've got players that have played lower league, and we've got players that have played at this level before, and if not higher, and they all need to bed in and settle in. But you know, it's just frustrating for everybody because they are things that we can stop. But as I said, at this level, you will get punished. But I've always maintained there is a learning curve for everyone, and it is work in progress, and that's what we've got to be doing. And when you bring and change faces, and everybody will have an idea of what's their best players and everything else, but they have to trust the people that are here and stick together, because that's the most important thing, because it's not going to be easy.
Do you feel like you're repeating yourself? Yeah. Maybe to us and the players?
Yes, which is hard and again frustrating, but there's also, you know, there might be some good reasons as well as that. I don't think we've played the same defence in two games on the trot, either through injuries or whatever, so it's that's difficult. So you can't get a settled back four. We've lost full backs, and then we're mixing and matching at the moment, so that's a bit, but they're all the things that are thrown at you in football anyway. But the players have just got to stay strong, stay firm, keep listening, keep working, and if they do that and don't change that way, then you work your way out of it. But the one thing we won't have here, and I don't want the players to fall into, is a blame culture. It's not me, it's them. You know, it's him or whatever. And that's where you've just got to stay strong, and hopefully now that the experienced players that we're getting in are going to pull that all together.
Do you feel unlucky?
No. I feel that some games we've, you know, things have happened against us that normally they wouldn't or whatever. But no, don't feel unlucky at all, because you know, we've been conceding goals since day one. That's not unlucky. We're just not doing the right things. You can be unlucky on certain things, you know, be unlucky that you get a penalty against you and you don't get a penalty for you. They're unlucky ones, but over the season it pans itself out. So no, I don't feel unlucky. I feel that if we do the things that we're asking them and we should be doing, then we get the results that we want.
At this club, you seem to have a very good relationship with the chairman here. When you go on a run like, do you still talk to him all the time? And oh, yeah. Do you ever have to reassure him at all?
Listen, there's nothing changed. We haven't... you don't just become bad people overnight. You know, you don't become a bad coach or a bad manager or bad players overnight. Sometimes you go through certain things in your football career that, you know, you might need. You don't know how strong you are until you know how weak you've been or whatever, you know. And what I'm looking for off my players is now to show that character that's needed, because since the day I walked in a football club, we've sort of had our own way and got what we wanted and gone where we wanted and won games at you know, at ease in some games and earned the right. But when things are starting to go wrong, it's more than just, you know, you got to look at everything. You can't just look at one thing and results. And you know, I speak to the chairman virtually every day. He's away at the moment, but still speak to him. He's disappointed like we all are. But it doesn't mean because you go on a bad run then all of a sudden the whole world's caved in, and we're still trying to set things in place here. And I did try and warn everybody at the start of the season that everyone will get carried away. But even the best teams go through turmoils and losses and everything else. It's how you actually bounce back from it.